Warning, this video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, we've got a comment, it's not a letter, but a comment to Thailand. And actually, the guy is in Thailand right now. And he has written before, and you might remember the video if you've been watching my videos. If not, the video was something to the effect of my girl in Pattaya wants me to give her $250 to $300 a month or something like that. But the guy wrote me in. Now, he had written in, let me just give you the backstory. He wrote in and he said, I met a girl online and she's good, but she has a tattoo on her shoulder. American women have tattoos as well, so what? Sleeping with a guy right away isn't just a Thai issue. Now, this was his initial message was regarding how I had said something about, there's ways that you can tell about a good girl or a bad girl, and how in Thailand, a tattoo does not necessarily mean that a girl should be excluded. It doesn't mean she's a bad girl or anything like that. But if she's smoking and getting drunk all the time and she's swearing and she's got tattoos, you might want to take a look at her and kind of really feel her out, so to speak, to see just what kind of girl she is. Not that you shouldn't do this with any girl, but I think more so with a girl like this. So anyway, that's what I told him. He asked me what kind of visa he should get, and he was in South Korea teaching. And what he had initially said was that, hey, this girl had said to me, it's the guy's responsibility, the boyfriend's responsibility, to help the girl out. And, I said, she's not asking for a huge amount of money, but he's only known her for a month. And there's absolutely no reason to be giving her any money at all, okay? Bottom line. Now, he apparently has met her in Bangkok. But what I told him was that he went on about how she's looking to open up a coffee shop in Pattaya. I know the risks that are inherent when you open a small business, blah, 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 blah. My parents had a business, so I know, and yada, yada, yada. And what I said was, listen, you haven't known this girl. She's bitching about 10,000 baht a month. And she wants you to open a coffee shop, and she's your girl. All this in the beginning just kind of spelled disaster. And I don't necessarily mean that, right off the bat, you got to say, oh, this is just not going to work. But all the signs are there. She's bugging you for money. She wants you to start a business. You don't even know the girl. You've been with her one time for a month. And, that's it. And then apparently she is talking about Sinsot. Yeah, I'm looking back at my notes. She brought up Sinsot. What is your opinion of this? She asked me if I could afford 1 million baht. I told her no way in hell. Well, there's another sign right there. Oh, excuse me. That's another sign. 1 million baht for this chick? I mean, if she's asking you for money after knowing you for a month and just connecting all the dots, I think this is a no-win situation, which is pretty much what I told the guy. So he writes a couple days ago, he writes about the And his comment is in the I'm going to Pattaya for a woman video that it was just – I think it was the last video I posted. He wrote, hey, Scott, awesome video. When I visited Pattaya 2 years ago, I had a great time. I did other activities besides engage in sex. I just got to Bangkok on Thursday. I forgot just how many stray dogs there are here. Are there any plans to do a video on this issue? Well, maybe, because – the last time that I went to Kong Tui, I got attacked by a couple of dogs. And the next time I go, I'm going to bring my monopod just in case I need to poke them away, because I nearly got bit a couple of times. But he goes on to say, well, he wrote me in yesterday and said, thanks. Oh, wait, no, where's it at here? I didn't know how to contact you through email. So I'm doing it here. I arrived in Thailand on Thursday. I have since been living with my Thai girlfriend. Well, I think that's kind of a mistake. But the first few days, you know what? Here, I say that it's a mistake. And I'll tell you what. If anything, it's okay to be shacking up. But to just say I'm living with her, that says that you don't have another place of your own where if you want to get away, you can get away. And I think that's very important. And obviously this didn't happen. So let's see here. Let me go on here. I can't find his video now. What's the deal? Or his comment. Let me continue to read. He says, the first few days were good. And then all hell broke loose. She was mad because I didn't offer to pay $700 US for the first month's rent and security deposit. We are in a new studio apartment and she needed help with her thing. She borrowed the money from her friend and she told her I was going to pay for it all. She also wants me to pay for food and monthly rent. Rent is $220 a month. Fast forward today, and she wants the money. Okay, now, first of all, I have to say that if you agreed to pay for the first month's rent and the security deposit, then, you know, I mean, she's expecting it, and you were the one. You said, hey, you know, I'm going to pay it. Now, if you didn't, that's a different story. If you didn't do it and she's just expecting it, then, you know, fuck her. However... you know, first of all, I don't think you should have done that. You shouldn't have told her that you were going to pay for anything. I think it's just too soon. But, you know, her getting mad is another thing that's indicative. If you didn't promise her the money and she's getting mad, I mean, it's like the signs are on the wall, man. It's the writing's on the wall. Okay, you're in a new studio apartment and she needed help with her thing. She borrowed money from her friends, blah, blah, blah. She also wants me to pay for food and monthly rent. Rent is $220 a month. Okay, so it's about 7,000 baht a month. And she wants you to pay for food and the rent. Okay, well, you know, here's the other thing. If you're saying to her, okay, honey, I love you. I want to live with you. Well, of course you're going to have to pay for something. I mean, she's not going to want to pay for everything. You're going to have to cough up some cash. I mean, you know, you got to cover your own end. So, I mean, at the end, at the very least, what you should do is just agree on who's going to pay what and, you know, just make sure that you're not paying for everything. Especially in this kind of a case, I just think it's way too soon. Fast forward today and she wants the money. I didn't get it yet. She starts yelling, "You stupid with me." Also, she kept repeating, "You are stupid." She said that we agreed to this deal, but I don't remember. Well, you know, that's the kind of thing that you should remember. Okay, simple as that. We go to the store and she keeps saying, "You pay me now." I don't care if you agreed or you didn't agree. This, "You pay me now, you are stupid," her ordering you, I would have just told her right then, "Listen, get the fuck out of my face. Get away from me," and then you walk away from her. And if she follows you, you get in a taxi and you don't let her in a taxi, or you just do what you have to do, get your ass away from her and fucking dump her, drop her like a fucking hot potato. Seriously. I gave her $500. Ugh, that was a mistake because I just forgot the total. I'm pretty stressed out now. She started to rant again. You stupid, over and over. I go back to the ATM and withdraw another $200. She even took my money without saying thank you. Well, of course. What do you fucking think she's going to do? You think she's going to kiss your ass? She's calling you fucking stupid. She's calling you stupid and she's telling her, she's telling you what to do. Now, listen, I don't mean to be overly chauvinistic, but listen, this is fucking Asia, man. And you're letting this fucking girl tell you what to do, order you around, and you're fucking supposed to pay? Fucking wake up, dude. Seriously. You're a man. First of all, act like a man. You tell her, listen, you shut your fucking mouth. Don't talk to me that way. And if she doesn't just close her mouth and stop talking immediately, you say, I'm out of here. Later, bitch. Sorry. It takes a bitch to know a bitch, and she's a bitch. Okay? I was scared because I don't want to argue with a Thai woman in front of Thai men. She has the upper hand. I was afraid she might say that I hit her or something. Then I would be in deep shit with the police, and we know how that would turn out. Well, actually, no, I don't know how that would turn out. And you know why? Because here she is. She's all fucking upset and going crazy. And you can sit there, if you sit there like a man, calmly, and you say, listen, I just came over from Korea. I met this girl online. This fucking girl saying I owe her money. I got to give her this. I got to give her that. I don't think I owe her shit. I don't know what she's talking about. The police are going to go, listen, honey. They're going to talk to her. They're going to go, honey, listen. You know, fucking work this out yourself. But you can't be doing this shit. Okay? And as far as her saying you hit her, prove it. That's the thing. Prove it. You got to stand up for yourself, man. I mean, you know, you cannot let somebody walk all over you here. Just because you're in Thailand doesn't mean you have to cower and be like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to do anything because the Thai men might jump on me. Listen, that's fucking bullshit, buddy. Seriously. It's like, so I don't want the Thai men to jump on me, and I don't want them to get mad at me and do something, and I don't want her to have something to take me to the police for. So I'll just give her $700 that I'm not sure if I'm supposed to pay or not. First of all, it sounds like a clusterfuck from the beginning because you met her online, you've only known her for like a month in person. She's already talking about a fucking a sinsaw of a million fucking baht, which is just fucking ridiculous. Okay, I don't care if her pussy's golden. It doesn't matter. Okay, it is just really. When I wrote you back, when I write, I try to be very straightforward, and I'm not trying to be judgmental of you. I'm just telling you, you needed to wake the fuck up because you don't want this to happen to you again. Okay. I've decided to leave quietly. I'm flying to South Korea pronto while she's at work. I'm sad about this situation, but I think it's the best for both parties. Well, you know what? Who gives a flying fuck what's good for her? Really? Why do you care? What the fuck, man? You don't even know this fucking bitch. And she's weaseled her way into your life, snagged fucking $700, made fork over for a ticket to come to Thailand to get jerked around, and you're talking about, oh gosh, you know, it's good for both parties. Nah, fuck that. What's good for you, man? Be selfish. In this case, be selfish. You know, I'm not trying to be a dick to women, but you know what? Really, have some balls. You just say, you don't even have to say a fucking word. I think it's great you're leaving quietly, because you know what? Then she's going to be like, where's this guy at? And then you know what you're going to have to do? You're probably going to have to change your fucking email address or your fucking Skype or your phone number, because this bitch will probably follow you to the end, to the gates of hell, to make sure she gets something extra from you. Okay? This is a warning to all men who meet their Thai women at bars or online. I met my girl online. Get to know them better before you even think about moving in with them in Thailand. They can make your life a living hell. Luckily, she acted nuts early in our relationship, so I didn't have much invested. Listen, I tell you what. you give me the $700 and I'll do a lot more with that $700 than she will. Okay. I can guarantee you that. So don't think that the $700 is nothing. I mean, you know, granted, it could have been a lot more, and you are lucky. But she still got you for – she stung you for $700, okay? And she fucked you around. You flew all the way to Bangkok. You didn't even go and find other women. You didn't go hang out. You're not going to do anything. You're just bailing going back to South Korea. So I'd like to know what happened – what happens if you actually go back or if you – stay and have a little bit of fun. But I'll tell you what, like I said before, and like I said in my message to you, you don't need to put up with any of that bullshit. The minute that the girl said to you, you pay me now, you pay me now, you know, you should have just said, hey, wait a minute, calm down, don't talk to me that way, or you ain't getting shit. Because there's no reason for that. Let me tell you something, a good Thai woman, and I mean a decent person, a decent woman, not only out for your money. She's not trying to scam you. She's not trying to make a better life for herself. She just fucking likes you. She is not going to piss and moan and even ask you for money. It's not going to happen. She's going to fucking be like, oh, when are you coming? Okay, great. And then she's not going to go sleep with you, at least not at first. She's going to wait a little while. She wants you to think, hey, I'm a good girl. I'm not like this. And fuck, I don't want your money. I got my own money. And that's the thing. If you said she worked as a teacher. Listen, you know, teachers can be good. Teachers can be bad. Nurses can be good. Nurses can be bad. It doesn't matter what her occupation is, really. The thing I say about bar girls and not hooking up with bar girls, the only reason I say that is because the bar girls are there for one fucking reason. They're there to fucking make money from it. So if you're going to find the love of your life in a place where a girl's going fucking every guy who comes in and says, I got money, let's come over here and fuck me. Well, then you're asking for trouble, in my opinion. If you say, oh, you know what? This girl's been fucking, you know, for the last 3 years, she's fucked three guys a day every fucking day. And I'm going to make her my wife. Then to me, that's just a fucking idiot. Okay. And, you know, I'm animated about this because I just think it's so foolish. And honestly, there was no reason for it. There's no reason for you even to come to Thailand for her. You've already been here once for her. Now, once she started asking for money, you should have figured it out. Listen, you know, just because a woman says, in my culture, the man takes care of the woman. The boyfriend will take care and pay all the bills of the girl. Oh, you know what? Well, listen, in my culture, in my country, you suck my dick anytime I tell you to. You bend over anytime I tell you to. And I'll give you money whenever I want. And if I want you to go out on the street and sell your fucking ass, that's what you'll go do. Now, you could very well say that. And obviously, you know... it's not true in 99.999% of the cases. But you want to be a prick, you could do that. It's just like, you know, well, in my country, the girl gets 500,000 baht. They get $1 million. Oh, really? Well, in my country, the woman has to give $1 million as a bond for the marriage to make sure that she doesn't fuck around. And see what she says then. Because the thing is, they use this cultural thing to their benefit. Oh, it's my culture. So, well, what about my fucking culture? I mean, seriously. And you know, I mean, I feel so fortunate after seeing all these fucking people sending me messages and after seeing a message like this and just person after person just complaining about, oh, this girl wants this and she wants that. And, you know, and here it is. The one thing I got to say is that my wife has been like, fuck you. I'll earn my own money. And I really love that. And you know, that's important. And I think the guys who end up with their women, who end up staying with their women for a long time, either they are in that position where their woman is perfectly happy to make her own money. She's got her own career. She's got her own life. Her job is not just there to – she's worth more than just cleaning the house – and sitting there all day eating bonbons. Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, as long as you have the agreement of what is acceptable to both parties. And that's what it comes down to. If it's acceptable that you give her $1,000 a month and she's got to pay the rent and she's got to buy food and you, and that, and then you got to buy the diapers whenever the kids need them or whatever the deal is, then that's what the deal is. And you just agree on it and you get along. It doesn't matter. The money doesn't really matter, honestly, as long as both parties are happy. But what happens is you give the woman $700 for the first month's rent and security deposit, and then it's not enough. Or she says to you, you're stupid or something. A Thai guy, there's a lot of Thai guys. If, you know, if this was a girl out in the village, a Thai guy probably would have just punched her in the face. I mean, there are guys who would have done that. They would have just punched her in the face for talking shit. And she would have never got away with it. So I think that it's good that you've learned, but there are some things you definitely did wrong from the very beginning. And, you know, if you look through my videos, the videos of the $250 to $300 video that was probably a month or two ago, and this I'm going to Patia for a woman, and this podcast that I'm doing right now, all these signs were – they just were – glaring in your face. And okay, you know what? The love, the lust, the pussy, whatever, it got in the way. And you know, you fell victim to it in a sense. You gave in. And you know what? What guy hasn't fallen for the wrong girl in their lifetime? I mean, it happens. So while, you know, I'm jumping on you here a little bit, understand that I hope it doesn't happen to you again. I hope you learn from it, and I hope everybody else learns from it. And like you said, get to know them better before you even think about moving in with them in Thailand. You need to know them for at least a few months. I mean, come on. How are you going to know a girl if you haven't spent much time with her? And, you know, the thing is that – and most people know this, but they kind of overlook it – is that when you – first get to know somebody, you're both on your best behavior. You know, I don't want to fart in front of her because she's going to think I'm a gross pig and then she's going to dump me, you know, or I don't want to burp accidentally at the dinner table and look like a jerk off because she'll think I'm a pig or whatever. You know, she doesn't want to talk about how, you know, she hasn't ever had sex, but she blew her boyfriend because he was giving her shit all the time about not having sex or whatever. You know, there's all these things that in the ritual, in this game that men and women play, that, you know, they got to be on their best behavior. They got to show things about themselves that may not be real, and then they've got to hide things that they don't want seen. But then, of course, as time goes by and as the regularity of life sets in, it becomes more difficult to hide the things. You know, when you got to fart, you got to fart. And sometimes you can hold it, sometimes you can't. If you do, you say, excuse me, and, you know, you move on. It's not a big deal. But, you know, some things are a big deal. So, you know, I don't know what I guess bottom line is you're right about what you said at the end. I'm sorry that it happened to you, and hopefully you won't do it again, and hopefully others out there will learn. And let me tell you something, online is not necessarily the way to go. And I'll tell you what, I used to have the Thai Love Links and Thai Love Lines. I used to have the little ads on my website, and I took them down for a number of reasons. First of all, I didn't think the payoff was good enough for the amount of exposure they were getting. And second of all, because I started thinking about it and I thought, I don't believe in these things. What am I doing? I don't believe going online and meeting a girl is the best way to do that. And, you know, the thing is that if you can't come to Thailand and live in Thailand, then fucking get a girl from somewhere else. Don't get a Thai girl. Don't get a Thai girl until you can be sure that you've spent time with them and that you know how they are. You're sure of how they are. And the only way you're going to do that is to stay with them for a lengthy period of time. Go out with them, date them, see them, not necessarily live with them. And then you'll be able to get to know them. But online, it's kind of like, oh, okay, at 6 o'clock, I'm going to meet Joe. And then at 8 o'clock, I've got to meet Fred. And, you know, I've got to remember to get their name straight. And these girls are doing that. These girls are doing that. And I'm sure there's guys, you know, there's plenty of guys doing it too. So anyway, for now, that's all I got. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di lat, chok en mai.